Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have the second class in the classes of this year, which are called Your Journey to Eternity. And the title of the class is You Are a Short-Term Visitor. Actually, it is our journey to eternity, the most important journey which we must prepare ourselves for it. Inshallah, today we will learn the most important facts related to this special journey as an introduction to the journey, which inshallah over 2012, I pray to Allah the Almighty to allow us to learn everything about every stop in this journey, so that inshallah we will prepare ourselves for it, so that inshallah our destination will be the paradise. Let us start by learning about human creation and destination from surah number 22, surah al-Hajj, verse 5 and 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها وأن الله يبعث من في القبور.
O mankind, if you are in doubt about the resurrection, then verily we have created you, Adam, from dust, then from Nutfa, mixed drops of male and female sexual discharge, the offspring of Adam, then from a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood, then from a little lump of flesh, some formed and some unformed, as in the case of miscarriage, that we may make it clear to you, to show you our power and ability to do what we will, and we cause whom we will to remain in the wombs for an appointed term, then we bring you out as infants, then give you growth that you may reach your age of full strength, and among you there is he who dies young, and among you there is he who is brought back to the miserable old age, so that he knows nothing after having known. And you see the earth barren, but when we send down water, rain on it, it is stirred to life, and it swells and puts forth every lonely kind of growth. That is because Allah, He is the truth, and it is He who gives life to the dead, and it is He who is able to do all things. And surely the hour is coming, there is no doubt about it, and certainly Allah will resurrect those who are in the graves.
So actually, sisters, in these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is teaching us about the origin of man and his creation out of dust. This is Prophet Adam. Then Allah is teaching us about the various stages and embryo goes through from Natfa, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, a mixed drop of male and female discharge, then a piece of coagulated blood, then a little lump, and then the next will be the embryo. Then Allah is teaching us about the child and his life on the earth until his death. Then Allah is informing us that He will bring the dead to life on the day of resurrection. According to this verse of the Quran, we must believe that life stretches out to include this present life of ours and the life to come, which is of duration unknown to anyone but Allah. Actually, compared to the eternal life, our life is no longer than an hour in a day's work. This means that our worldly life is so short if you compare it with the eternal life. We will learn this in detail, inshallah, from the verses of the Quran. According to Islam, life stretches out in space to include the earth, the paradise, and the hellfire. Accordingly, we must learn about our journey to eternity, as it will confine our concepts, values, manners, and our priorities in the worldly life, and it will guide us to the way to have paradise as our final destination. When we will learn that there is another life which is so long, this life is actually the continuation of our life in the worldly, in this worldly life. When you learn about that life, inshallah, this will help you to confine your values, your manners, your priorities, and also when you will learn in details about your journey to eternity, inshallah, you will try to get the benefit of that knowledge while you are still in the worldly life. So accordingly, I will write you here. In Islam, life is number one, the worldly life, which starts from birth to death. And then we will have our journey to eternity, which will start from death to resurrection. This is part one, and then part two is from resurrection to eternity. Okay, so our journey to eternity will start from the second of death, and it will end in our final destination, which is either the hellfire or the paradise. Now, inshallah, we will read from the Holy Quran, from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 185, so that we will start to learn some facts related to our journey to eternity. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Everyone shall taste death, and only on the day of resurrection shall you be paid your wages in full. And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception, a deceiving thing.
Actually, sister, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is teaching us that this life on earth is limited to a certain date which must come. Okay, a fact which every believer must believe in, and we will clarify this fact, inshallah, today in full details. Number two, we must believe that all the people will die. The good will die, the bad will die, no one will be spared. Every soul shall taste death. This means that every means all. All spirits will taste death. It is a cup from which every living thing will have to drink. It is not only the human being. The human being, the animals, the plants, whatever alive on the earth must taste death. Because only Allah, the Almighty, is the one who is eternal. Okay? Actually, there is no distinction whatsoever between a spirit and another when it comes to drinking that cup. What is the meaning of that? This means that the righteous will die, the disbelievers will die, the atheist will die. Every spirit will taste this. There is no distinction between them. But the distinction is in the final destination. There are spirits which will have the paradise as their final destination, eternal, and there are other spirits and other people whom they will have the hellfire as their final destination. Accordingly, you know, this is a very big difference. Some people, after this worldly life, some people will have eternal life in the hellfire, and others will have eternal life in the paradise. Inshallah, we will learn about, you know, the reality of the hellfire and the paradise while we are learning about our journey to eternity. But basically, you must realize that paradise is equal to eternal happiness and the hellfire is equal to severe eternal punishment. So this means that while we are still in this worldly life, we are all alive. We are all human beings whom we are alive on the earth. But when the minute of death will come to every one of us, we will be divided into two groups. All the people on the earth, since the start of life, when Prophet Adam was created until the day of judgment, all these people, they will be divided into only two groups, the winners and the losers. The winners are those whom they will win the eternal happiness. The losers are those whom they will live in the eternal punishment. Accordingly, this is a very important journey. So we want to know about its important facts so that we can prepare ourselves for that journey. This is number one. Number two, we can actually prepare ourselves so that we will have the paradise as our final destination. Otherwise, if we don't know anything about the journey to eternity, maybe we are living our life in a wrong way. Maybe we are not following the right way to paradise. Maybe our life, worldly life, is our way to the hellfire. So it is very important for every one of us to learn all the knowledge related to the journey of eternity so that you can save your worldly life and your eternal life. Okay, and inshallah you can have the paradise at your final destination. This is the aim of these classes. Today inshallah we will have a survey of questions which will clarify to us about how much knowledge we have in relation to the journey of eternity. The first question is the journey to eternity is an obligatory one or not? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if every spirit will die or not, there is a possibility that any spirit will not die, any human being will not die, there is any possibility or not. The answer, all the answers, inshallah, we will have it from the Holy Quran. The answer for the first question, is the journey to eternity is an obligatory or not? The answer is, it is an obligatory journey for every spirit. And the proof is in Surah number 29, verse number 57.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون.
Everyone shall taste death, then unto us you shall be returned.
Okay, so actually sisters, when Allah says everyone, this means all the people. Okay, so all the people shall taste this. Okay, then to Allah we will all return. Okay, so this is the proof that every one of us will die. Okay, every one of us will start his journey to eternity. So this is an obligatory journey, inshallah. I will give you another proof that every spirit shall taste death. We will read from Surah number 55, Surah Al-Rahman, verse number 26 and 27.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام.
Whatsoever it is on it, whatsoever is on it, the earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will remain forever.
Okay. So again, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is the word whatsoever. Actually, it is the translation everyone. Okay, in Arabic. كل من عليها, everyone who is on the earth will perish. Okay, so this means that all the people will perish. Okay, and only Allah the Almighty is the one who has the eternity. Okay, now there will be a question related to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Actually, sisters, we must believe that death as an event is very difficult. Okay. So the question is, O Allah, even Prophet Muhammad, the most beloved to you, even Prophet Muhammad, he died, and this must happened. Okay, why Prophet Muhammad was not escaped death, which is a very difficult event, so long he is the most beloved to you, O Allah. Allah will answer us related to the death of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to prove that none can escape death, even the most beloved human being, our messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He died because every human being must die, because every human being must have the journey to eternity. We will read about the death of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, from Surah number 39, verse number 30. Surah number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 30.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun.
I will read.
Verily, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will die. And verily, they too will die. Actually, this verse of the Quran was revealed while Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was still alive. So Allah was sending the message of reality. You, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will die. And all will die, so that at the time of the revelation of the Quran, it was clear that in Islam, all human beings will die and none will spare death. Okay? This means that death is the end of every living thing. Only Allah will remain. So in death, all people share the same end, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the answer of question number one is that the journey to eternity is an obligatory one for every human being. The second question is there an appointed time for the start of this journey? This means that is there an appointed time for the death of every human being? The answer is in Surah number 3, verse number 145. We will have all the answers, inshallah, from the Quran and the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that at the beginning of these classes, the facts related to this will be clear to every one of us, so that inshallah it will be easy for us to learn about this journey. We will read now from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 145. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا.
And no person can ever die except by Allah's leave and at an appointed term.
Okay, so now sister, it is clear from the Holy Quran that there is an appointed term for the death of every one of us. So every human being, every one of us lives up to the appointed time. No one die before his appointed time. Neither fear nor the desire to live can make us to postpone our appointed time. Suppose I love this worldly life, I want to live
more, I want to live, you know, up to 150 years, so can I postpone that appointed time? Never. The appointed time actually never changes. Okay? Accordingly, courage and adventure, okay, will not shorten one's life. If you believe that you have an appointed time, so either you fear this or you have courage, either of them will never change the appointed time, which Allah, the Almighty, is the one who appointed that time for us. Okay? Accordingly, sister, we will learn about the appointed time of death from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, verily, the creation of any one of you takes place. Really, the creation of any one of you takes place when he is assembled in his mother's womb. For 40 days he is a drop of fluid. Then it becomes a clot for a similar period. I will explain to you the hadith in details. Therefore, it is a lump for a similar period. Then an angel is sent to him, the angel who blows the spirit into him and who is commanded with four matters: to write his sustenance, his lifespan, his actions, and whether he will be happy or not. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister? The meaning of this hadith is that the action of every one of us starts while we are in the womb of our mother. How life starts, how creation of any human being starts, it starts like a drop of fluid. It stayed a drop of fluid for 40 days. And then it becomes a clot of blood for another 40 days. So now 80 days. And then it becomes a lump for a third 40 days. So now we have 120 days inside the womb of the mother. At 120 days, which means 4 months, Allah the Almighty will send an angel to the womb of every mother. And that angel will blow the spirit into that clot of blood. Okay? And that angel is commanded with 4 matters. To write down the sustenance, lifespan, actions, and whether that human being will be happy or not. And actually, happy or not, this means related to the eternal life. Whether his destination will be the paradise or the hellfire. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that our appointed time of death, actually, Allah the Almighty is recording it for every one of us while we are in the womb of our mothers. When every one of us was only 120 days, a clot of blood in the womb of every mother, Allah the Almighty sent the angel to the womb of every mother to blow the spirit. And with the spirit, 4 matters are written. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sisters, is that there is no escape. There is no escape from the... The third question is, there is any possibility to postpone the appointed time of the start of the journey to eternity? There is any possibility to postpone it? The answer is from the Holy Quran, Surah number 63, verse number 11. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. And Allah grants respite to none when His appointed time comes, and Allah is all aware of what you do. What is the meaning of this, sister? This means that none can postpone the appointed time of his journey, none can postpone the appointed time of death. We will read also from Surah number 7, verse number 34, the same fact, so that it will be clear for every one of us. None can postpone the time of the start of his journey. From Surah number 7, verse number 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And ولكل أمة أجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. And every nation has its appointed term. When their term comes, neither can delay it, nor can they advance it an hour or a moment. Okay? So it is clear that there is no possibility to change or to postpone the appointed time for every one of us. Okay, sisters, there is no escape. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who tries to run away from this is like a fox who owes a debt to the earth. He went out roaming until he was exhausted and bleeding. When he went into his hole, the earth said to him, "Fox, repay the debt you owe me." He went out again wounded. He continued to bleed and his neck was cut. He then died. No escape from the appointed time. Okay. We will have another proof that there is no escape from this from Surah number 4, verse number 78. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wheresoever you may be, this will overtake you even if you are in fortresses built up strong and high. Okay? So, sister, this means that we cannot escape this by any means. What is the meaning of this? This means that our death is not affected by war or peace or the security of one position. This is only dependent on its appointed time as is determined by Allah the Almighty. This can help to remove all the fear that results from misunderstanding of this basic concept. Okay? What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that if you believe that death is the end of everything, you will fear it and you will try to escape it by any means. Because when I will die, I will leave my family, I will leave those whom I love, I will be alone, you know, this is my end. This is not the reality. This is wrong. Okay? We cannot escape this because there is another life after this. Okay? When you believe that there is another life after this and it is eternal and it is inshallah the life of happiness, you will never fear this. Your misunderstanding of the concept of this, you know, will change. Accordingly, you will not try to escape it. When you, for example, okay, let us all, we are living in Houston, let us remember, okay, the two hurricanes which came to Houston, okay. When we had the first hurricane, which is Hurricane Ike?
Rita
was the first one. When we have Hurricane Rita, actually, most of the people left Houston. Okay, everyone was trying to escape this. I was one of those whom tried to escape this. Okay, and actually I lived the worst days of my life because we were stuck in the way, you know, we cannot move at all. My husband decided to leave Houston to try to reach the airport by any means, you know, and it was a very bad journey or a very bad trip to the airport. And when we reached the airport, we cannot enter the airport because the airport was semi-closed. Then my husband start to run and I am running after him with my daughter as if we are dying. You know, death didn't come yet, but we were semi-dead. This is the fear of the death, you know, and then it was up to Allah the Almighty that we caught an aeroplane and we left maybe, you know, 6:30. They were expecting the hurricane, you know, by night. All praise to Allah. The hurricane didn't arrive to Houston. You see? This is my story. All praise to Allah. We're still alive. There are people whom they died on the way, you know, because it was very hot weather and they don't have water and they were very sick people and they died. Mm-hmm. They died.
Yes. I was on my way to Dallas. It took me 23 hours to reach to Dallas. On the way over there, there was a bus.
Yes.
A senior here. I passed the bus, and a lot of senior people died on their way. And you could see people without water, stuck, thrown in the road, without kids, without water, without food. My husband had to run across the highway to try to get food for us, and it was really bad. Alhamdulillah, we didn't get stuck, and we reached Dallas, but nothing happened.
Yes, but this is the issue, this is the fear. But what happens in the next hurricane?
Nobody left.
Yes, yeah. When we have the second one, nobody left, and the hurricane arrived to Houston. Yeah. You see? And this is Allah the Almighty. Most of the people didn't die. You know, because the time of death didn't come. So when you believe that no one will die a second before the appointed time, or, you know, a second after the appointed time, so I will not fear death, especially, you know, it is not the end. It is the start in reality. And we will learn this, inshallah, in full detail, that death is the start of the real happiness for the true believers, in details, inshallah, next class. But just today we are at the introduction of this, journey to eternity. So the next question is, the journey to eternity, is two ways or one way? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that there is any possibility to return back to the worldly life after death. The answer is from Surah number 22, verse number 99 and 100.
الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. Until when death comes to one of them, he says, my Lord, send me back so that I may do good in that which I have left behind. No, it is but a word that he speaks, and behind them is a barrier until the day when they will be revealed.
Okay, sister. So actually, sister, this is the scene of approaching death when the person is certain to die. At this moment, he appeals for a return to life to have a second chance to do what he should have done in the first place. He wants to set things right, but the appeal is made too late. Hence, the answer is not given to the person concerned. It is declared for all to understand. Allah didn't tell him, no, you will not return. Allah just said no. For everyone, for all of us to understand, by no means it is but a word he says. It is a word, okay, that carries little or no significance. It doesn't deserve to be considered by Allah. Indeed, the speaker doesn't merit any attention. Suddenly, barriers are raised between him and the rest of the world. The matter is settled. Contacts are severed. Doors are closed and the curtain dropped. Now the dead neither belong to the people of this life nor to those of the hereafter. They are in the stage in between, which will continue until all are resurrected. So now, sisters, let us get the benefit. Let us get the benefit of these two verses of the Quran, sisters, so that inshallah you will realize that when you will learn about the journey of eternity, it will give you a lot of benefit in your worldly life. How? Now, when I try, you know, to consider myself the one at the bed of death, approaching death, and I am calling on Allah, oh Allah, postpone me. Okay, don't take my spirit. Okay, let me return again. And believe me, Allah, I will be the rightest human being. I will be the best believer. I will do all the good which you commanded me to do. I will follow all your rules. Give me a chance. Okay? But unfortunately, you know, why I am calling for a chance, you know, from the depths of my heart? Why I am appealing to Allah, you know, to give me just a return. Okay, why? Because what is coming is actually either the eternal happiness or the eternal punishment. And because I know that I was not living according to the rules of Allah, I am sure what is waiting for me. So I don't want to die. Now I don't want to die. When I am approaching death, now I remembered. Now I realized. Now I want to return. Okay? Why Mona, you want to return? For the car? For the house? For your kids? No. No, Allah. I want to do good deeds. I want to follow the right path. I want to collect, you know, as many as I can, you know, from the good deeds. Okay, why? Because I don't want to have my eternal life in the hellfire. So, what is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that every one of us, when we approach this, if we were not living our life according to the rules of Allah, we will call on Allah with this call. Oh Allah, give me another chance to return, and this time I will be the best believer. The answer will not be, you know, a personal. The answer is just no. Why? Because this was a word. Why? Because Mona, you already had just the chance when you were in the worldly life. Mona, you have the Quran. Mona, you read this verse of the Quran. Supposed, you know, whenever you recite my book, why you didn't prepare yourself while you were in the worldly life? This is not a big surprise for you. This is supposed to be, you know, how you were living your life. As a true believer, I am living my life, preparing myself for my journey to eternity. This is the goal of my worldly life, to prepare myself so that inshallah I will have a peaceful journey, and inshallah I will be there in the paradise. So why now you remember, you know, the resurrection? Why now you remember the day of judgment? Why now we remember the hellfire and the paradise? Why now you remember the very accurate scale of the day of judgment? Why you didn't remember all of this while you were still alive, healthy, having a lot of time to follow my rules? And you always refuse to follow them. And you always have the excuse to escape my rules. Now, we cannot deceive Allah the Almighty, sisters. In reality, we are deceiving ourselves because we cannot escape the journey of eternity. If I can escape it, I can deceive myself. But so long I can't escape it, why, Mona, you cannot escape it? Because Allah said that every spirit shall taste death. Then to Allah we will return for reckoning and for the final destination. So there is no escape at all, Mona. So why we are not preparing ourselves, sisters? And this is the blessings which you will learn from this journey of eternity. You will, inshallah, if you in reality believe that there is a hereafter, there is a day of judgment, which are actually the basics, you know, for the belief in Islam. If you believe in these facts, you must get the benefit of this journey. You must plan our life for this moment when you are approaching this, and at that moment the believer will be in the real calmness, because he will be looking to leave this hardship. The worldly life for the believer is full of hardship. The true believer, actually, is the one who is looking for the journey of eternity to end the test of the worldly life, because he knows that, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, because none will enter the paradise except by the mercy of Allah, with the mercy of Allah, whom he was obeying all the time, worshipping all the time, fearing all the time, following his rules all the time, inshallah, he will be in the paradise. So, enough for the worldly life. I want to die now when my appointed time comes. So, inshallah, sisters, when you will learn about this journey to eternity, inshallah, you will feel that you must change a lot of your priorities in the worldly life. And when you will change these priorities, okay, you will feel more secure, more calm, more balanced, because you will be following the right path, because you will be a true believer that there is two lives, not only this life, there is another life which is more better, which is eternal, which never ends, which has a lot of blessings, which you will learn it inshallah. Now the next question is, there is any possibility for any one of us to know his appointed time of starting the journey or the appointed time of death, so that I can prepare myself? If there is any possibility I can know that maybe I will die within after 3 years, I can start from now to change, you know, all my actions in the worldly life so that I can collect the good deeds. So there is any possibility for any one of us to know the time of the appointed death for him or her? We will read now the answer from Surah number 50, verse number 90. الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. And the stupor of death will come in truth. This is what you have been avoiding. Okay? Actually, sister, there is nothing man tries to escape more than this. We always try to forget about, you know, any thoughts related to this, okay? To enjoy life. But we must realize that Allah is clarifying that, and the stupor of this will come. This means that it will come at a time which none of us knows that time or expect that time at all. Even, you know, for the people whom sometimes they are sick and the doctor is expecting that, you know, the time comes, it is always not what the doctor expects. Because none knows the time except Allah, the Almighty. So we must believe that none of us can know when the stopper of death will come. Okay, the next question is, there is any possibility to know where the journey of eternity will start? What is the meaning of this? There is any possibility to know where is my place of death? Okay? We will read now from Surah number 31, verse number 34, because I need to clarify to you a very important fact related to the place of death. Surah number 31, verse number 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Verily Allah with him alone is the knowledge of the hour. He sends down the rain and knows that which is in the wombs. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows in what land he will die. Verily Allah is the all-knower, all-aware of everything. Actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the keys of the unseen are five, and no one knows them except Allah. Actually, sister, these five things are called the keys of the unseen. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that none on the earth knows these five. What are those five? Number one, the time of the hour. Number two, when Allah sends down the rain. Number three, no one knows what which is in the wombs, and related to which is on the wombs. Now, with the sophisticated medicine, we can know the baby is a baby boy or a baby girl. But we cannot know he is healthy or not. We cannot know he can see, hear or not. We cannot know he will be a righteous or not. Okay, so still this all knowledge are only to Allah. Number four of the keys of the unseen, no person knows what he will earn tomorrow. And earning tomorrow is not only the money. Earning regarding the health, regarding the knowledge, you know, regarding the good feelings. Number five, no person knows in what land he will die. Okay, actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Allah wants to take a person's soul in a particular land, He will give him a reason to go there. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, suppose that, alhamdulillah, for me, I am living in Houston, inshallah. I am not traveling much. So, inshallah, I am expecting that, inshallah, I will die in Houston. Okay? But, subhanallah, it happened once that, you know, something which was not expected, that the wedding, I was invited for the wedding of my nephew, and I never planned to go. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged everything suddenly, and I, you know, left Houston to Cairo. While I am in Cairo, I died suddenly. It was never expected for me to die in Cairo, away from my family, away from everything, you know. I didn't write anything for my daughters, you know, about many things related to me, because I was not expecting that I will die during my 2 weeks trip to Egypt. I was just telling to my family, it is only 2 weeks, and I mentioned to the sisters, don't forget the class, inshallah, after 2 weeks, sister, I will be here on Monday. Unfortunately, I never returned, either my spirit or my body. I vanished in Egypt. You see, sister, so what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is not to fear death and not to fear to travel. Okay, because some people, they fear traveling. Why? Because I may die in that land and I'm not ready, you know, to die away from my family or the place or my grave or whatever. This is all wrong, because we cannot control anything. But the benefit out of this knowledge is that I must remember this all the time. And when I remember it, I don't remember it as the saddest moment of my life. No, at all. Instead, I always remember that, inshallah, all this hardship will end, because I am preparing myself, inshallah, in the best shape for the start of my eternal life. So I am looking forward for that moment. So I always remember this, and it is not this. It is not the end. And in these classes, I will not use the word death. I will use the end of the worldly life and the start of the journey of eternity. It is the start of the real happiness for the true believer. If you want to prove to yourself that you are a true believer, that you are living your life according to the rules of Allah, you must be looking for the start of your journey to eternity. And there is a glad tiding in the Quran related to your family. Because sometimes we feel very upset, even if, inshallah, my journey to eternity will be to paradise, but I will miss my family. In the Quran, Allah the Almighty gave the glad tiding to the true believer that your family will accompany you, inshallah. If you actually take care of them, and if you teach them Islam, inshallah, they will accompany you in the paradise. Yes. You want to know? What is the length of the journey to it? Okay? Actually, the answer is only Allah knows the length of that journey. You know, from this until the final destination, only Allah knows. But there is one day in the journey of eternity, which is the day of resurrection, okay? And actually, that day is a very long day. Allah mentioned about the length of that day in the Quran. I will tell you now, inshallah. الرحمن الرحيم تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 years. The angels and Jibril ascend to him in a day, the measure whereof is 50,000 years. Okay? But actually, sister, the years of Allah at that time are different from our years. Okay? But it is a very long day. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because it is a very difficult day, you know, because it is the day of the, you know, the scale and the reckoning. But actually, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a glad tidings to the true believers that Allah will make that day very short for the true believers, inshallah. But in the Quran, it is mentioned that it is 50,000 years. Nobody knows how it will be for every one of us, because it is up to our belief and our deeds. But this means that this journey is not a short one. Okay, the next question is, how many parts is that journey? That journey consists of two parts. The first part from death to resurrection, the second part from resurrection to eternity. Actually, in the second part, two companions will accompany every one of us, only in the second part. In the first part, every one of us die alone, or died alone. But when Allah will resurrect us, two companions will accompany every one of us. We must know who will accompany us, who are those two companions. We will learn from Surah number 50, verse number 20 and 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد and the trumpet will be blown that will be the day where of warning has been given the day of resurrection and every person will come forth along with an angel to drive him and an angel to bear witness against okay what is or to bear witness Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I feel happy when I know that the one assigned to blow the trumpet has lifted it to his mouth, lowering his forehead and awaiting permission? The people listening asked him, what should we say, Messenger of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, we seek none other than Allah. He is the best protector. They all said it. What is the meaning of this? Actually, it is the soul which will be held to account. Okay? Every one of us will come with two angels assigned to him. The one on the right side and the one on the left side. One of these angels will drive us and the other one will bear witness. Okay? Those are the two angels maybe recording every action. Okay? Those are the two whom at the end of our prayer we say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. I must realize the importance of these two angels. Okay, these are the two whom they will accompany me at the second part of my journey. Okay, because those are the ones whom they recorded all my deeds. So if I lie on the day of judgment, not for the sake of lying, but for the sake of escaping the fire, okay, they will respond by saying the truth. Why? Because they recorded everything. When I say, oh Allah, I was very nice with my husband, you know, on that day, at that hour, I didn't fight. I didn't make any problem. Okay? One of them will say, no, you are not saying the truth. This is the record. This is what happened. And again, sisters, according to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the day of judgment, whatever we are doing in this worldly life will come like a scene. What is the meaning of a scene? It will be exactly what was happening in the worldly life. If I try to clarify to Allah that I never fight with my husband, or I never fight with any sister, or I was praying, the scene will come. The exact scene, me and my husband fighting, all my words, all my reaction, live scene, so that none can say any lie. We must realize these facts, sisters, while we are still in the worldly life, while I still have a chance. Okay, all praise to Allah. I must be very thankful. He is teaching me everything in advance, so that I will prepare myself, inshallah, in the best shape, so that I will not be surprised on the day of judgment that I was preparing myself with all the lies. Unfortunately, there is no place for this, and the hellfire is my final destination. There was no escape. Why? At that moment, I will say, why I didn't prepare myself? If it is a scene, there is nothing which we can hide. So, I must prepare myself in the proper way. The next question, sister, is what is carry on in this journey? What can I take with me? The answer is in surah number 99, verse from 1 to 6.
Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Idha zulzilat al-ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajat al-ardu athqalaha wa qala al-insanu ma laha yawma idhin tuhaddisu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka awha laha yawma idhin yazuru an-nasu ashtatan liyaraw a'malahum.
We will read up to 8. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burdens, and man will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information about all that happened over it, of good or evil, because your Lord will inspire it. That day mankind will proceed in scattered groups, that they may be shown their deeds. This is the most important. We are only allowed to take our deeds with us. Okay? So, whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom shall see it, and whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom shall see it. This surah which we just read now, it is related to the Day of Judgment. This is the Day of Judgment when the earth will speak of what the people did upon its surface. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companion, do you know what is the information which the earth will mention on the Day of Judgment? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily, the earth information is that it will testify against every male and female servant about what they did upon its service. It will say that he did such and such on such and such a day, so this is its information. Okay, this means that there is no escape and there is no lying and deceiving. Okay, so on the Day of Judgment, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that people will proceed to be shown their deeds. Okay, because only our deeds are allowed with us on the Day of Judgment. And according to the weight of our deeds, it will be our final destination. Those whom they have a lot of good deeds, which have heavy weight on the scale on the Day of Judgment, they will be in the paradise. Those whom they don't have much good deeds, and their bad deeds is more than their good deeds, okay, they will be in the hellfire. So the last question in this class is, who are the winners and who are the losers in this journey to eternity? We will learn from surah number 23, verse 102, 103 and 104. Read from 101. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون.
Then when the trumpet is blown, there will be no kindship among them that day, nor will they ask of one another. Then those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, they are the successful. And those whose scales of good deeds are light, they are those who lose their oneself in the hell they will abide. The fire will burn their faces, and therein they will grin with displaced lips, disfigured.
Okay, so sisters, now it is the weight of the good deeds. Either it is heavy or light. If it is heavy, you will be, inshallah, from the winner. And if it is light, Actually, those are the losers on the Day of Judgment. Okay, so this is actually the most important fact related to the journey to eternity, that it is our deeds which are the most important for us in this worldly life. Let me summarize for you this journey now. This journey to eternity is a very unique one. It is an obligatory, no delay, no run away. It is one-way journey, no return. It has an appointed time which is fixed before our birth. No one knows the time or the place of the start of the journey. None knows the length of the journey. None knows his final destination. It is our good deeds and its weight in the scale of the Day of Judgment that will determine our eternal life, the paradise and the hellfire. So actually it is very important for every one of us to learn about her journey to eternity, so that inshallah we can get its benefit and prepare ourselves for it. And inshallah in the class of next week we will learn a lot of blessings which we will have in the worldly life when we will learn about the journey to eternity. This inshallah will be the class of next week, and let us make that.
I thought there was a dua that you can make, for example, to what was written for you. Let's say something bad was supposed to happen for you, but you made this special dua, and Allah changed it and switched it and allowed something good to happen for you. Or also, let's say you make a dua, oh Allah, this is what I want, this is what I want, but you don't get it in this life, then you make it in the hereafter, or also it can replace something bad that was intended.
No, I tell you, Celia, basically, you know, there is nothing to change what is written. Mm-hmm. What is written is already written, and the ink is dried, okay, and the matter ended, okay, whatever Allah wrote. But when you do supplication in this worldly life, it is written that you will supplicate. Okay, so you must believe that doing dua or supplication is also written, you know, at that time. Okay, but after Allah wrote everything while you are in the womb, nothing can change at all. This is Allah's decree. None can change it, okay? Regarding doing supplication to Allah, for example, if I supplicate to Allah the Almighty now, oh Allah, give me the health, the good health, okay? Give me the recovery, okay? It is up to Allah, okay? Either to give me the recovery or to keep for me, you know, the good deeds of supplication. When you supplicate to Allah, this means that you deserve good deeds. Why? Because Allah commanded us in the Quran. Allah said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. It is a command from Allah to supplicate to Him. So when you call on Him, this is an act of obedience. Deserves good deeds. Okay? So I will take good deeds. Allah the Almighty will keep for me these good deeds, okay, to the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment, there are some people whom they will find huge, you know, number of good deeds. They will ask Allah, oh Allah, how we get these good deeds? Allah will answer them, these are your supplication, your dua, which was not answered in the worldly life. I kept it for you as good deeds. And actually at that time, everyone will say, oh Allah, I hope that you never answer any of my supplication in the worldly life, and that you keep it for me in the Day of Judgment, because the Day of Judgment is the one. So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the heart, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.